From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. In less than an hour, several South Florida lawmakers are scheduled to meet at Port Everglades. They'll be discussing the expansion of the port and how a recently passed federal bill affects that and other water projects in Florida. Meanwhile, a recent panel discussion in West Palm Beach centered on the same topic. And as WLRN's Lisanne Ramos tells us, state lawmakers got mixed reviews for their handling of water issues.
The Arthur R. Marshall Foundation for the Everglades, the League of Women Voters of Palm Beach County, and Oxbridge Academy hosted the event. According to all three, the legislature did a fair job with water issues this year. They gave millions of dollars for Everglades restoration projects, drinking water issues, and lake cleanups. Todd Bondlaron handles legislative affairs for Palm Beach County. He says the legislature didn't pay enough attention to the over 900 Florida springs.
And in the area of springs, I think the legislature sort of took a baby step. And while they put $30 million towards some of the spring cleanups that they were looking at doing, I think that they kicked the can to the next legislature to deal with those particular issues.
Another issue that came up was sea level rise. Tommy Stroud works for the Lake Worth Drainage District.
We're just coming to a point technologically that we're recognizing that that risk is there, and we now have to understand what level of risk, to what degree is increasing seas going to diminish our capacity to have fresh water. And quite honestly, some of the technologies to do those evaluations are just now coming to light.
Mark Pafford, CEO of the Marshall Foundation for the Everglades, attributes legislative action to the pressure that environmental groups and concerned constituents have put on state legislatures. Pafford believes that in the coming decades, their influence will continue to play a big part in Florida state sessions. I'm Lisanne Ramos in West Palm Beach.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.